Homily for Wednesday, January 20th. On this January 20th, it's appropriate that our readings raise the question of power. Today is Inauguration Day. It's the day in our country when we transfer and confer power. And so it's right for us to ask, how is power to be used? Is there a godly use of power, a Christian use of power? Our gospel reading from Mark describes how Jesus used power, and it shows the opposition he faced in his use of power. For Jesus, having power meant having the power to heal, to restore people to wholeness. But he was not naive. He recognized there were those who disagreed. They believed the power to heal was to be further controlled by respect for religious law. Jesus directly confronts that opposition. He exposes its twisted logic, a religious and ideological logic that maintains it is better to destroy life than save it, better to do evil than do good, if somehow God be served. And thereby, Jesus exposes their twisted understanding of God, a God who sanctions the destruction of life and the commission of evil. Our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews describes the priestly use of power. It's to bring about the fullness of peace, the fullness of shalom, the fullness of life. It too describes Jesus' use of power. Power, the use of power, should be about promoting, enhancing life. When you hear that, it's pretty difficult to imagine anyone disagreeing with that understanding of power. Yet we know there can be deep opposition to it. We know from Jesus' own life that there can be an opposition that's willing to kill for its belief. So how then are we to proceed? What do we do in our own lives with the power each of us has? Each of us has the power to heal. We have the power to heal like Jesus and with him. We have the power to restore people to wholeness, the fullness of life. So we're not talking about what presidents or senators or representatives need to do, though that's very important, we know that. But we are talking about ourselves, but ourselves as disciples of Jesus. How does a disciple use power in the lives we actually live? There's no magical solution or answer here, but I do want to point to a direction I think we need to go. I don't think it comes as a new revelation that our American culture and way of life is highly individual. As Americans, we are much more likely to think, speak, feel, and argue as an I, than as a we. Individual rights are highly prized, and we act on that understanding. Self-interest for us and for our American tradition is simply a given. This is the way we think and act, whether we be liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican. That's just the way we are. Now, there are real advantages to our individualism, but it also has its clear limits. The me life does not reflect the fullness of reality. There's also we life. I am not the fullness of life, but a part of that fullness. I am part of a we, part of a community. There's a word church tradition, and especially Pope Francis, uses to capture that fuller reality. It's solidarity. According to Francis in his exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, solidarity requires the creation of a new mindset, which thinks in terms of community and the priority of the life of all over the appropriation of goods by a few. Francis recognizes we might have a cultural taboo against solidarity. He says it's a word that frightens the developed world. But it is a word that speaks our true reality. Basically, solidarity requires living with others, recognizing the legitimacy of their demands for justice, the rightness of their hopes, and seeking solutions together, seeking real paths leading to our shared liberation. In his Church of Mercy, Francis directly addresses us. He says, ask yourself, do I bend down over someone in difficulty, or am I afraid of getting my hands dirty? Am I closed in on myself and my possessions, or am I aware of those in need of help? With that question from Pope Francis, I think we are led back to the gospel scene in Mark. Jesus bends down to the man with the withered hand, does him real good, and is not afraid of the criticism, even the religious criticism he'll receive from the powerful. With Jesus, and as his disciples, we have the power to do that. The power to bring real healing, to bring fundamental healing to others. And that's our wonderful power. The power to work the miracle of becoming sister and brother to all in need.